2789. Before I get to the callers, though, Evan, one of the things that I accomplished over the weekend, my time off, finally got my book done that I was reading of The Storyteller by Dave Grohl, frontman for the Foo Fighters, drummer in Nirvana.
Hell of a drummer.
Hell of a drummer. And
hell of a man.
The life story. Just, I've been jamming out to Foo Fighters, Nirvana, and everything. Excellent read. Unplugged on Lake Superior. Finished up that book, which I had been meaning to do for weeks on end. So glad I actually had the opportunity to do that. But diving back into the Wisconsin headlines and your phone calls. Up next this afternoon, we got Gary from Sussex calling in. Gary, are you going to be attending the Trump stumping event for Tim Michaels on August 5th in Waukesha? Right in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I haven't been planning on doing that at all. I work all the time, so I really don't have much time to go to rallies and stuff like that. But I just want to ask you and your listeners, what did people do in 2016, 2012, and 2008? They're citizens that were unable to walk or lift their arms and stuff like that. What did they do? Now, if I'm living at home and my wife broke her legs or was paralyzed and I'm taking care of her, I would take her ballot, I'd have her fill it out, and I would go to our mailbox and have the postman pick it up. This is what these people have been doing for years and years and years. As far as ballot harvesting, going into nursing homes and just sitting there and say, oh, yeah, okay, who do you want to vote for? Who do you want to vote for? That's illegal. You can't do that. You can't go to parks, pass out hot dogs and do whatever, and start harvesting ballots. So I think that we've never done it before. Nobody ever cried about ballot boxes up until COVID. So why are they crying now that they can't use them? Because they just found out it's illegal. Now, if they make
it wasn't illegal, Gary. Hang on. I got to correct you on the terminology, because it's not illegal. There's no state law that says ballot boxes cannot be used. There is just no reference to absentee ballot drop boxes in state law. Therefore, they can't be used without express consent going forward. The state laws in Wisconsin left it up to the Government Accountability Board, before that was dismantled by the Walker administration and Republicans, to set up the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And unanimously, 6-0, both the 3 Republican and 3 Democrat appointees to the Wisconsin Elections Commission green-lighted the widespread use of absentee ballot drop boxes for Wisconsin voters to be able to vote safely amid the pandemic. And I agree, there was no crying about absentee ballot drop boxes or the absentee ballot process in the state of Wisconsin until Republicans lost. Donald Trump lost in the state of Wisconsin, and we've been having to deal with his hissy fit ever since. Robin Voss is trying to court the support from Donald Trump voters, saying that they're going after widespread election fraud. And you, Gary, are spouting the talking points, saying the democracy in the park, which I don't believe there were any hot dogs at, but you're trying to contend that as some form of ballot harvesting, which it wasn't. There were plenty of Wisconsinites that didn't have somebody to sign their absentee ballot. If you live alone in Wisconsin, how are you supposed to be able to vote absentee without a witness signature? How is that supposed to work, Gary?
I was at Bradford Beach, and I was playing volleyball amongst like 300 other people. And there were young people going around passing out, trying to get people registered to vote.
There's nothing illegal about that. That is a great thing. That is young people participating in democracy, Gary. What is illegal about going and registering people to vote?
I'm just asking, is that legal?
Yes. It is.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Is ballot harvesting legal?
There was no ballot harvesting.
And I think that's a loaded term. At the end of the day, you know, fraud is fraud. So, like,
what do the Republicans mean by going to the parks and ballot harvesting and going to nursing homes and ballot harvesting? What does that mean?
They're upset that people who wouldn't normally vote. That's what it means. They're upset
people. Hang on, Evan. They're upset that the fact that there were Democratic areas with nonpartisan clerks encouraging people to vote. That's what Republicans are upset about. They're not upset that the Republicans in Wisconsin, Gary, like when there's low voter turnout elections. That's what Republicans like. And that's been the case for years.
Most Republicans vote in person, and most Democrats vote absentee.
Hang on, Gary. Whoa, okay. Now you're pulling data out of your butt because absentee ballot voting was used by a majority of Republicans leading up to the 2020 election. Because it was used as a safe model and larger cities that had probably longer waiting lines because of the slimming down of locations due to COVID encouraged people to vote absentee. There's no indication that there was, before 2020, a majority of Democrats using absentee voting. It was used by military officials overseas that wanted to send ballots home and by older conservative voters older voters in general that just couldn't go to a ballot box. So you're just making up the talking points that right-wing media is espousing since the 2020 election, and I'm not going to have you do it on my show, Gary. But appreciate your phone call. 844-967-2789. You can join Dueling Tangents. You can join me and Evan for a few more minutes left here in today's hour. But up next, we got our friend Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I think that was a good conversation. Because clearly Gary and maybe other people were not clear that, you know, you can seek to register voters if that's perfectly legal. And I think maybe sometimes just a primer on what you can and can't do is useful. And it came out during that discussion that you just had with Gary. So it was a little heated here and there.
No, thank you, Gary.
I
take it as far as I can, Joe. I try to have the conversation. I try to have it calmly, but sometimes some of our conservative callers, you know, they get the good faith acceptance for as so far, and then as once it gets past that point, I can't continue with some of the talking points espoused by them.
I think it was good for the show, though, because it added, you know, for people just listening at home, there was a good discussion about, yeah, you can go and register voters, and that's fine, and what is ballot harvesting, and they have become these loaded terms, and it's not clear what they are, and I think some within the Republican right-wing structure, communication structure, are very happy to make it sound awful, just the worst thing when people are registered to vote. You know, so anyway, my one thought on all of this, and this has to do with just a quick example from a friend I have, veteran, been in a wheelchair, using a wheelchair for decades. And there is this notion, I think, sometimes that people in cities in a wheelchair can easily get around, maybe, but let's put winter on it. Let's put winter on it, and let's put, you don't have a car, you don't have a van, accessible van. Let's put you that you're out, as my friend is, in a rural area. February, when that primary happened, when COVID was going full tilt, this is a guy who didn't leave his house for months, and he's not alone. There are other people in the disabled community for whom that is true. When the weather gets bad, living in a rural area, they do not have access, and that people within our Supreme Court are so thoughtless about not considering how that's going to work. Who can put in a ballot for them and where?
Exactly, Joe. And sorry to cut you short. Sorry to cut you short, Joe. We got the end of the show coming up here. I appreciate all of the excellent callers. And on that point as well, they don't like to factor in the fact that the U.S. Postal Service leading up to the 2020 election was dismantled by Louis DeJoy, a Trump appointee, to that position. And it's absolutely important to call out these things because, again, the Republican Party brought injunctions against Democracy in the Park events and lost those in court before the election. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got tons of more headlines we're going to get into tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then. Sorry for all the callers.